8:11 before we check in with Dean Richards, little Demi Lovato here.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without water, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all bright with me. Just one look at you.
Great way to start the day hearing that. That was one of your favorites from the other night, wasn't it, Dean?
It was. I think my second favorite song of the inaugural special, Katy Perry's Fireworks, I think will be number one on my hit parade for,
yeah, for
quite
sure.
a while.
She had the good special effects.
She had the good visuals. So, I mean, Demi Lovato had great montage of healthcare workers and other people.
Yeah, that was nice.
Having a lovely day for a change, and those background shots of the president and his family almost dancing in their quarters.
Are you joining me in my tribute to Joe Biden, starting every sentence with the word "look"?
That's a lot of malarkey, Bob.
Look, folks, another celebrity has tested positive for COVID-19.
Yeah, we haven't had one of these. I'll tell you what, this is a club that none of us wanted to be a part of. But Dave Chappelle, the comedian, issued a statement overnight announcing that he has tested positive. He has been in Austin, Texas, where he has been putting on shows. Chappelle has been putting on socially distanced shows ever since last June. When the weather was nice, he was doing it in his native Ohio. And when it got cold, he went to Austin, Texas, and has been doing his shows there since then, in which they do rapid testing on the audience members. Before you get in, you have to test negative before they even let you into the shows. And then they still have social distancing and all the protocols. But he has put himself into quarantine. He is said to be asymptomatic. Hopefully it stays that way, and we wish him the best.
Most of the AMC theaters in the Chicago area have announced January 29th reopenings, but big movies are still being delayed, aren't they, Dean?
Yeah, they announced a whole bunch of them yesterday that have gotten delayed in some cases for a second, third, or fourth time. The James Bond movie, No Time to Die, is probably the biggest of that whole bunch. It was supposed to have come out last April, and then it got bumped back to October of 2020. And then yesterday they announced that the James Bond movie is not going to be coming out until October of this year. And that's because of the COVID-19 numbers that are going up, and because of, for the most part, theaters still closed. Official ruling hasn't come down from the state yet, whether or not these theaters can reopen yet. But it still remains to be seen, even if they do allow the theaters to be open, if people will go to the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
That was the problem over the summertime and in early fall, when they put out that movie Tenet, thinking everyone was going to, you know, would certainly go to the theaters to see that on a big screen, and nobody did. So, I still think until the vaccine is more widely spread, people are not going to feel comfortable in public places like this.
Maybe you'll need a vaccine card, proof that you got the shot to get in, and then you'd feel different, wouldn't you?
Right. I've always felt, in some theaters, I've always felt like I needed a vaccine to go in.
Yeah.
Anyway, the way some of these theaters had been kept up over the years.
A tetanus shot.
Yeah, maybe that's, for a while I thought that was making me immune from any disease, until I found out otherwise at the end of November.
Tell us about this Betty Ford movie. Is this a theatrical release?
Well, in theory, it could be, yes. I mean, that's the thing, is that they just don't know. Right now, it's set to go on Showtime. It will be called First Lady. And interestingly, Michelle Pfeiffer has been chosen to play Betty Ford in this. It's going to be an anthology series. We had told you quite a while back that Viola Davis was going to be playing Michelle Obama in this movie yet. Nobody has been cast yet to play Eleanor Roosevelt, but it's going to be a series which features different first ladies at all times. But the latest casting news on this is Michelle Pfeiffer, which I think is an interesting pick for Betty Ford. I don't think it really would have occurred to me for the two looking similar, but you know, makeup can do amazing things.
And before we get to your quarantainment picks for the weekend, one more thing about Wednesday night's inauguration night special. Garth Brooks is being grateful, isn't he?
He issued a statement yesterday thanking Lady Gaga's hair and makeup people. Apparently, he forgot to hire his own or bring his own. It's not uncommon. You go to something like that and you have a little thing of powder, you know, a little compact with some pressed powder in it, just to take down some of the shiny spots to even things out a little bit. He didn't do any of that, and I guess looked kind of ragged. And Lady Gaga's people said, here, sit down for a minute. We'll take care of you. And they did his makeup and did what they could with his hair. His hair actually was a point of controversy.
Really?
It was the tweets about it were going viral because people were wondering if he had gotten hair plugs. Because he took his cowboy hat off for a while. And that's something that Garth Brooks doesn't normally do.
Right.
He almost always... like a lot of bald guys do, they keep their hats on all the time. They somehow think that that's better. But he took his off, and people were comparing old pictures of Garth Brooks with Garth Brooks at the inaugural without his hat on, and there was definitely more forest growing, some new foliage that appeared to be there. So I don't know if it was makeup tricks, that you know, if the hair people did something to make it look that way. I say if you're a bald guy, be a bald guy.
And this weekend,
embrace it.
You know, keep your hat on just to stay warm. We'll get to what to watch this weekend with Dean coming up next. It's going to be a good weekend to be a vidiot and watch TV. What's on, Dean?
That's for sure. It's going to be too cold outside. One of the movies that I reviewed around Christmas time, because it was in a handful of theaters that were open, is now on demand. And I have to highly recommend this movie called Promising Young Woman that I promise you we will be talking about at Oscar time. It stars Carey Mulligan, who plays a woman who is out for revenge. It's kind of a black comedy revenge thriller. She goes out to night spots and pretends to be drunk and out of control. And she waits for some creep to, you know, come and take advantage of her. And then she turns the tables on these guys in the most surprising way. You're not really sure why she's doing it. You're not really sure what's going to be happening when she turns these tables. All of that plays out in the movie that is beautifully assembled, amazingly acted. Carey Mulligan has already won several awards for her performance in this movie. And it's, ultimately a statement about sexual assault. So it's unusual that a movie with such serious content would be dealt with in a sort of a black comedy sort of way. It's kind of the genius behind the writing of that. But I'm highly recommending Promising Young Woman. It's available on demand this weekend. New movie that's on Netflix this weekend that I'm also recommending is called The White Tiger. And it's kind of a story of the haves and have-nots in modern India. Story of a poor, undereducated man's rise from complete poverty, who dreams of simply being a driver to somebody. That's the lap of luxury to him, to be a servant and a driver, in this case to a rich, corrupt landlord. And it's this kid's working his way up the ladder and doing whatever it takes and stepping on and backstabbing his way up the ladder. It's a very interesting story. It's really a story about tradition and class and religion and gender. And it's beautifully performed. The name that you'll recognize most in this movie is Priyanka Chopra Jonas. She stars with a couple of Indian newcomers, Adarsh Gurav and Rajkumar Rao, who are all great in the movie. This one is playing on Netflix, and again, I am recommending that. If you like the Harry Potter saga, you might like this Netflix series that's called Fate the Winx Saga, which is a coming-of-age journey of these young kids, fairies. They are fairies who go to this magical boarding school in the other world, as it's called, to learn how to control their powers. It's really sort of Harry Potter with a little bit of young romance mixed into the story. Again, it's called Fate the Winx Saga. And the TV series that proves you can come up with any idea in the world and somebody will make a series out of it. Somebody went to somebody and said, let's make a series about people who glass blow. And now there is this series called Blown Away.
I'd like to be at the pitch meeting for that one.
Right? So we take this glass and we melt it. And then
we'll do 14 episodes.
Yeah, they blow into a tube and, oh, it's great. It's great. It's a reality show. There are 10 people who are competing for sculpture challenges. It's actually quite beautiful. And this is season two that's debuting this weekend.
What's the town in Italy? I should know because I've been there. Famous for the glass blowers.
Oh,
right.
It's
quite a beautiful art. It really is.
It's amazing. And I guess that's the power of why this series is actually doing pretty well. I don't know if this is exactly leisure entertainment, but it's certainly very interesting. A documentary called 76 Days that takes you back to the beginning of the COVID-19 lockdown in Wuhan, China. This one's available on virtual cinemas, or you can go to 76daysfilms.com to get more information about exactly where this is playing.
I need to get away from the virus, I think.
Yeah, well, it's interesting to look back on it now, a year later.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's not exactly, hey, honey, let's sit down and enjoy some Saturday night viewing.
Murano, by the way, Murano Glass Company is where a lot of tourists in Italy, if you're lucky enough to go there and take a tour, it's fantastic.
I'm also recommending a bunch of movies that are about presidents. You know, that's all we've dealt with this week in real life. And, people have been asking me, what's your favorite movie about presidents? And it's hard to pick. There are a lot of them that I really like. But I think it's Daniel Day-Lewis's Lincoln that is stunning. It's a masterpiece to watch it. But the timeliness of this movie as an American president, Abraham Lincoln, is dealing with a divided nation. You will be really amazed at how similar what Lincoln went through and what we are all going through right now. So this one is available on demand right now, but there are lots of American president and, there's all kinds of, Kevin Spacey series. If you can, look at Kevin Spacey in the same way as when that first came out. There are lots of, if you're not tired of hearing about presidents this week, there are lots to watch in the movies and on TV series.
You know what movie still makes me feel great? I love it. It's not exactly historically accurate, but it's pretty close. 13 Days came out about 20 years ago about the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Costner, all about President Kennedy. It's really a fantastic movie if you can still find that one.
Yeah, when you think about it, I mean, there have been some really interesting movies that have been made about the American presidency. And
It's fascinating stuff.
I'm telling you what, though, this Lincoln movie, I watched it again, and it's just such a fantastic movie.
Yeah, I never saw that. I'm going to check that out. I've also been watching a lot of C-SPAN lately. They've had some really interesting lectures on the American presidency. Yeah. I know I've turned into my father.
Wow.
Go ahead and say it. I know.
I thought you were setting up a joke.
No, sad but true. Right. Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN Radio, back Monday with us. Have a great weekend, Dean.
See you guys.